So we're finding out today that Americans are increasingly confused by British food.
Yeah, but equally, we Brits are well confused by American food.
So I think we need a friend of the show who bridges the gap to help us a little bit with this. Formerly of Las Vegas, now residing in Newcastle, Heather's on the phone. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
Your
all good.
Your accent is so... I fancy you a bit. Accent is amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Back on point, please. British foods that confuse Americans. Heather, have you tried Marmite?
Oh, God. Oh, it's horrendous.
Wow, okay.
I did try it, and I was really confused when I first tried it, and then it quickly got bad. It turned bad very fast.
I like how you've described eating Marmite the same way that somebody would write a synopsis for a disaster movie. It got bad, and it got bad really quickly.
Just to spin it round, right, an American food that I don't get. I don't get why you put sweet stuff with bacon.
Oh, it's delicious.
But it's savoury and sweet. You're mixing it.
If you were to have, like, a McFlurry and have your french fries with it, it's so good. You do, like, a salty and sweet, and then, like, chocolate-covered pretzels. It's salty
right,
and
you're
sweet.
Right, you're saying so many things that just make me upset.
It makes you angry.
A bit, yeah.
I've got one, Heather. What's a tater tot?
In America, our hash browns are like shredded and your hash browns are formed. A tater tot, it's like a little nugget of potato and it's essentially the same thing.
So a tater tot is a hash brown that you can eat at any time of the day.
It is.
I've got to get behind that, actually. That's great.
God bless America. God bless America. You've given us Trump, but you have given us all-day hash browns as well. For that, we can forgive.
Oh, perfect.